Erdogan admitted for the first time Friday his government's search and rescue effort from this week's devastating earthquake was not going as quickly as hoped. Erdogan has faced criticism from the quake survivors about an insufficient number of rescuers and humanitarian aid being delivered in the first days of Turkey's biggest disaster in nearly a century. The death toll from Monday's 7.8 magnitude tremor has surpassed 22,000 across southeastern Turkey and parts of Syria. Syrian state media reports President Bashar Assad has made his first public appearance in the earthquake-devastated areas of Syria. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
4 days after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake, Assad and his wife Asma visited wounded patients at the Aleppo University Hospital. Aleppo is Syria's second city, already scarred by years of heavy bombardment and shelling. Aleppo is among the most devastated February 6 earthquake cities. Assad has been meeting with delegations from countries sending aid, but until now, those have taken place in the capital, Damascus. Friday's visit to Aleppo marks his first visit to the earthquake-affected areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey is discussing reopening a border crossing into Syrian government territory, a Turkish official said on Friday, enabling earthquake aid to be sent directly to areas under President Bashar al-Assad's control after a decade of hostility. It's also looking at opening another crossing into Syria's opposition-held Idlib region, the official said. Turkey and Syria broke off diplomatic ties after Assad responded with force to a 2011 uprising against his rule, which spilled into a civil war. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said several Russian missiles had flown over Moldova and NATO member Romania on Friday, and that they were a challenge to the military alliance and collective security. He said, quote, "This proves once again that terror does not and will not understand any boundaries, that defending Ukraine is defending all of Europe and the whole world. Every country that wants to live, today's missiles are a challenge to NATO and collective security. This is a terror that can and must be stopped." Russia unleashed a new wave of missile strikes on energy infrastructure across Ukraine on Friday, causing emergency power outages for millions of people and prompting new calls by Kyiv for Western arms. Russia will cut production by 500,000 barrels per day, or around 5% of output, in March, Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak said on Friday, after the West imposed price caps on Russian oil. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
It suggests the West's sanctions over the war in Ukraine have had some impact. In December, the G7, European Union and Australia agreed a fresh move against Moscow. The EU also banned purchases of Russian oil products and set price caps from February 5th. Now, the upcoming production cut marks the biggest fall in Russian oil output since April last year. It collapsed almost 9% after Western sanctions first took hold. Russia has managed to set up logistic chains for its oil sales since then, mostly in Asia.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Belarus on Friday condemned as catastrophic a decision by Poland to close a border checkpoint between the two countries, saying it could lead to a collapse on both sides of the border. Poland said on Thursday, citing security concerns, it would close a key border crossing into Belarus starting on Friday, driving already hostile relations between the countries to a new low. The conviction of an Indonesian fisheries minister is emblematic of a global problem, corruption that undermines efforts to prevent overfishing. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A review by the Associated Press finds that in the last two decades, at least 45 government officials around the world have been accused of graft or extortion. In Indonesia, where overfishing has decimated the lobster population, court documents show that after taking office in 2020, the country's new fisheries minister lifted a ban on prohibiting the export of hatchlings, which were being scooped up by the thousands and shipped to Vietnamese lobster farms. Just a month later, he accepted a bribe from a seafood supplier to grant a hatchling export permit. Policy experts with the World Wildlife Fund say fisheries corruption can have a devastating impact on marine ecosystems. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.